In Pasadena, California, a much-delayed celebrity murder trial finally gets underway today. Music legend Phil Spector is charged with killing actress Lana Clarkson in 2003. Spector, who some consider the greatest record producer ever, was the man behind such hits as Walkin' in the Rain and You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. In coverage of the trial, which is airing live on Court TV, you'll probably hear references to Spector's Wall of Sound. That's his trademark production technique. We asked our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, to break down the Wall of Sound.
Well, first, here's what it sounds like in a 1963 Spector-produced recording.
I met him on a Monday and my heart was filled. They do run, 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 they do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill.
That hit by the Crystals is vintage Wall of Sound. While other producers tried to isolate instruments so each could be heard cleanly, Spector worked to get a big, flat sound. This hit, Be My Baby by the Ronettes, is thought by many to be the quintessential Wall of Sound tune. Combining traditional rock instruments, electric guitar, bass, drums, with orchestral strings, harps, even glockenspiels and French horns, Spector created a symphonic palette that was perfect for the era's jukeboxes and AM radios. But the Wall of Sound was more than just an unusual approach to instrumentation. Spector assembled a group of stellar musicians, including Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, and Mac Dr. John Rebenack. He created the Wall using doubled and tripled string sections, multiple guitar and bass and piano players, as well as virtuoso singers like Tina Turner. Echo was an important ingredient. Spector used the legendary echo chambers at Gold Star Studio in Hollywood. Sound from the recording studio was fed to speakers inside specially constructed rooms with very thick and hard walls. Microphones then picked up the reverberated sound in the rooms and fed them back to Spector in the control room.
The long and winding road.
Spector applied his Wall of Sound to this Beatles song. Legend has it John Lennon invited him to do so without the knowledge of his fellow Beatle, Paul McCartney.
I've seen that road before.
A remix of the song that eliminates Spector's embellishments was released on an album called Let It Be Naked.
Lead me to
fans continue to argue about which version is better, but no one, it seems, doubts that Phil Spector's production techniques continue to influence the way music is made 40 years after his heyday. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.